I want to talk about three things: the ring, the ding, and the ping. Most of us have cell phones that make all these sounds, don't we? We have instant communication. The phone rings, it beeps, it vibrates. We have ringtones for every person who calls us, so we know who's calling us as soon as it begins to ring. They all tell us someone wants our attention. A ding is a text message. A ping is an email, all to get us to respond. Phones, we know, get an immediate response from us. You've been at a meal or a meeting, go to a restaurant, everybody's on their phone. People pick them up and answer, "Sorry, I got to take this," and they walk away from the meal or the meeting. Scripture today is about getting our attention. Jesus has begun his ministry. His cousin's been arrested, and so he begins calling people to repent, to change their lives. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He says, it's time to start thinking and speaking and acting differently. And then he calls Peter and John. He calls James and John. He calls Peter and Andrew. They leave their nets, they leave their boats, they leave their father. Instant response to following Jesus. Imagine if Jesus had a ringtone. What would it be? I think it would be the Alleluia chorus. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. I really would like it to be the Celtic Alleluia. I'd like to think Jesus has a little Irish in him. But would he get our attention? Or would we let it go to voicemail? Many of us are conditioned to stop and answer quickly. If Jesus called, would we answer quickly? In the second reading, St. Paul is talking to the Corinthians. He wants to ding them upside the head. They're fighting among themselves. There's rivalries, dissensions, divisions. And he wants to say to them, stop it already. If St. Paul could send a text, I think it would be GBTJ. Get back to Jesus. Get back on page. Get back with the program. Get back to the cross. Get back to loving one another and stop arguing. Or imagine the nice email that would come with a ping from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah is sending us an inspirational message. The people in darkness have seen a great light, the light of a new way to live. He tells us it's time to turn to joy and rejoicing. A prophet who will lead us to God, who will lead us to holiness, who will lead us to change our lives. The question to ask ourselves is, how well am I responding to the call of God? If Jesus would ring us up, would we recognize the ringtone? How quickly will we respond? If St. Paul could text us about how we're treating the people in our daily lives and the people we encounter each day, would he make us pause and reflect and then change our actions, change our attitudes? If an email came from the prophet reminding us to be grateful for the light of God's love, would we pause and give thanks? Our phones have conditioned us. When they ring, when they ding, when they ping, we give an instant response. We answer, we reply, we respond. When God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit call us, how quickly do we answer? How quickly will we leave everything and follow by responding in faith, in love, and in service? Amen. Please rise. Let us together profess what we believe. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten and not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.